This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A total of 30 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Chhattisgarh. The bodies of these Maoists have been recovered. A large quantity of weapons and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. A security force jawan has also been martyred in the encounter with the Maoists. The first encounter in Chhattisgarh took place in Bijapur district yesterday. The security forces had received intelligence inputs that a large number of Maoists are present in the forest located in the border area of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. After this, teams of security forces from various districts were sent to the area. An encounter between the security forces and Maoists started at around 7 o'clock last morning in Gangalur area of the district. Another encounter took place in the border area of Kanker and Narayanpur districts. Four Maoists were killed in this encounter. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stated that the Narendra Modi government is moving forward with a ruthless approach against the Naxalites. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "The country's soldiers have achieved another big success in the direction of a Naxal-mukt Bharat Abhiyan. The country is going to be Naxal-free by 31st of March next year," he added. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Viksit Bharat. Delivering his remarks during the program of Bavriya Ali Dham related to the Bharwar Samaj of Gujarat through video message yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as the way forward. The Prime Minister urged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. He lauded Bharwar's community's dedication to service, love for nature, and commitment to cow protection. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday following DMK and some other opposition MPs' protest over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, it was adjourned for the day as DMK MPs were again seen wearing T-shirts in protest of proposed delimitation. The presiding officer objected to the attire of the protesting members. As noisy scenes prevailed, the House was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed four adjournments over the issue. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav emphasized that India has been great in the service sector and now it must also strive to become a product nation. Speaking at the Indian Web Browser Development Challenge and Chips to Startup Program award ceremony in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Vaishnav said that India has a strong IT sector with revenues of more than $282 billion. And the focus so far was on services.
The old mindset where only the certain government institutions would be developing everything has to now give in to a new mindset where a much broader partnership of academia, startups, students, researchers, they all must join together to create new solutions. The solutions have to come from all aspects of our industry. All talented people must join hands together and bring the solutions.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President of United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, COP30, and former Ambassador of Brazil to India, Andre Arhana Correia de Lago, in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar yesterday extended India's full support to Brazil's presidency for a successful and outcome-oriented COP30. Meanwhile, Dr. Jaishankar also welcomed Commonwealth Secretary-General-elect and former Foreign Minister of Ghana, Shirley Ayor Kaur Bajpayee, last evening in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar shared India's approach to the Commonwealth, voicing the expectation that it would become more purposeful, contemporary, efficient, transparent and reflective of its members' views. And Zimbabwe's Kirsty Coventry has been elected as the 10th president of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, and the first female president in IOC history. She was elected after the first round of voting at the 144th IOC session in Costa Navarino in Greece yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.